When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, guys, it's the new year, and we all know what that means. As uncool as it is to say make a resolution, the reality is the word resolution means you make a decision and you resolve about it. What could you be more resolved about other than your health? So look, as I said, it's the new year. I'm offering a huge special. I'm slashing the price on my app for a limited time. It's $69 for an entire year. You get my entire DVD library to stream on any of your devices, any place, anytime, anywhere. You get Body Shred. You get Body Revolution. You get customized meal plans, access to thousands of recipes. And you can tell me if you want to cook for 10 or if you want to cook for just one. If you're vegan, paleo, omnivore, pescatarian, I will customize every single recipe just for you, including your fitness. No matter what your fitness goal, no matter where you're starting from, I can create a workout for you on the spot. You can choose any one of the programs in the app, from prenatal, postnatal, bridal boot camps, ab programs, booty programs, total body, weight loss, muscle gain, gym workouts. Whatever you need, I've got it in that app, on top of community forums, support, and coaching from me. So you know what? Check it out. Try it for 7 days. If you don't like it, cancel. You pay nothing. If you do like it, it's about $1.30 a week for the entire year. Just go to JillianMichaels.com now and check it out.
The show of questions.
No, stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me, Sanders.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
are
here.
You ready?
Sticking with it.
It's a simple math question.
Okay.
Okay. A bat and a ball cost $1.10. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
10 cents.
No!
Hmm.
Ready? The vast majority of people respond quickly and confidently, insisting the ball costs 10 cents. The answer is both obvious and wrong. The correct answer is 5 cents for the ball and $1.05 for the bat.
But didn't you say the bat cost $1?
More.
Oh, see, this is a listening issue for sure.
More than the ball.
Questions usually have some sort of a listening.
Okay, ready? Hold on.
That's very true. That's
okay.
Dollar.
In a lake, there's a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half the lake?
I'm trying to picture the question.
I'll show you the question. I'll show you the question.
Clearly, it's not 24.
But that's what you would have said, right?
But that would have been the
obvious. That would have been what you'd say?
From, yes.
Okay. So your first response is probably to take the shortcut and to divide the final answer by half, which leads you to 24 days, but it's wrong. The correct answer is 47 days because the first patch already exists.
Oh.
Right.
Got it.
I made both of those mistakes. So this is an article in The New Yorker, Why Smart People Are Stupid. I'm not kidding. And I actually was fascinated by this. So basically, what the guy is saying is that the smarter you are, the more you sort of... So listen to this. For more than five decades, Daniel Kahneman, a Nobel laureate and professor of psychology at Princeton, has been asking questions like this and analyzing our answers. His disarmingly simple experiments have profoundly changed the way we think about thinking. While philosophers, economists, and social scientists had assumed for centuries that human beings are rational agents, reason was our Promethean gift, whatever that means, the late Amos Tversky and others, blah, 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 who developed the bat and ball question, demonstrated that we're not nearly as rational as we like to believe. And that when people face an uncertain situation, this is the part, right? This is, it's interesting. When people face an uncertain situation, they don't carefully evaluate the information or look up relevant statistics. Instead, their decisions depend on a long list of mental shortcuts, which often lead to them making foolish decisions. The shortcuts aren't a faster way of doing the math. It's a way of skipping the math altogether.
Interesting.
Asked about the bat and the ball, we forget our arithmetic lessons and instead default to the answer that requires the least mental effort.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, just think in everyday life, if it's something that seems familiar, we assume it is.
And right. We assume. According. And yeah. He says, the smarter you are, the worse we are with it. Because we just
our
assume.
Our brains are going so
fast.
Yeah,
we're like, eh, man, whatever. Yeah, like, no, it's this. Like, we don't, we almost, like, there's almost an arrogance to it. Because, like, we don't stop to do the math. Because we're like, oh, I'm too smart for that. Of course it's this.
That's like a bad cop.
God.
Well, I mean, it must be the husband because he doesn't have an alibi and it's always the husband.
Right. Dude.
That's amazing.
It's like our own arrogance keeps us from thinking we need to do the work is basically what they're saying. But think how scary, because I started to think about this in all facets of life, right? And I've been, oh my God. I mean, when I deal with people, they so often think they know the answers to things. And I mean, I can't tell you how much trouble this causes me, whether it's medicine, medical advice, legal advice, how often they're like, oh no, it's this. And it isn't, you know? And I think that they are defaulting to exactly those kinds of shortcuts and presumptions and not doing the deeper work or taking the closer look.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I ended up doing the deeper work and taking the closer look because I wasn't the expert. So I didn't make those assumptions because I didn't know. So it's like if it was something that was wrong with my dog. Speaking of, where is the dog?
She's over
she's
here.
In the corner. Okay.
I can hear her like snoring a little bit.
She's sleeping.
She's not, but she's making noise.
So it's like literally there was something wrong with my dog and everyone was like, oh, it's just this. But it wasn't that, you know? And I'm glad I did the work on it. But my point is twofold, right? If this is the way that most of us think, and I'm willing to bet, I would say the majority of you guys out there probably did the same thing Cindy did, because I did the same thing Cindy did. And everybody I spoke to has done the same thing Cindy did. Number one, if you're an expert, slow down.
Yeah.
Holy shit, really look. Really look. Because the devil is in the details. And don't think you know it all. Because you don't, I still will look at, I'm like, you know what? Like in my line of work, I'm like, if you can show me proof,
right.
Explain it to me. Give me evidence that I can't shoot a ton of holes in. Like, you'll change my mind. I'm happy to have my mind changed. I always want to know more. I want to do better. Like, something like CBD. Like, I know that it can help with seizures. I've seen the evidence of that. The other stuff, I have no problem with it. I just don't buy it as like a cure-all. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I haven't seen the proof of that. And I've spoken to many different doctors about it, from even psychiatrists. I'm like, you're a doctor of brain chemistry. Like, explain. And they're like, well, you know, there's no real, you know, and I will constantly do the work in my line of work. I'm like, okay, you're telling me, you know, certain fitness philosophies. I'm like, explain it to me. Why are you saying that, like, I don't need recovery days, or I shouldn't do muscle splits, or that 3 days of stress is better than 2 days of stress, or 72 hours of rest is better than 48 or 24. But like, show me the science. Like, it, show me multiple studies. Like, show me, you know, I will always, always look, always without presumption.
Yeah.
Explain the law of thermodynamics when it comes to the science of weight loss. Like, show me actually, like, how is the body burning fat? Where is it going to? Like, I will always, always do my work. Part of the reason I do my work is because I'm fascinated by it. The other part is because I want personally to be the best in my own life. I'm always like, how do I get ahead, right? And also because I'm me, like, oh my God, I get bullets fired at me from everywhere. Yeah. So like, I do my best to make sure that I can back up pretty much any argument if I need to. But there are so many things that we will take for granted that seem like the right decision when they're just not.
Yeah.
You know, or you haven't done the homework, so you're making a decision without all the facts.
That's interesting, because especially with something like math, like Lori is not confident in her mathematical skills, and yet she's really good at math. But I think it's because she doesn't have the confidence. She gives it that second run through, and her numbers are always right. She'll have me help her and look stuff up and try to figure something out, and she's already got the right number.
Right.
But it's that lack of confidence that makes her better at it.
Right. Okay, so the second part of this, though, is, and we've talked about this a lot, being your own advocate, but even people you adore and you trust implicitly, they're still human. There's still room for error.
Yeah.
And the part of this that's just so fascinating, it's like, there's a quote anchoring bias that we have to something that we just presume, right? Oh no, I know this. I've seen it before. It's this.
Yeah.
Without sort of doing that homework.
It's like that horse zebra theory of diagnosis. So if you hear hooves on the pavement, assume it's a horse, not a zebra.
Uh-huh.
And if you're making a medical evaluation, it's like, if you're sneezing, assume it's a cold, not, you know, some rare disease. And, you know, sometimes it will be.
Right.
So I think you have to kind of keep all options open.
Basically, they're saying you're prone to overconfidence and extreme predictions.
Isn't that interesting? I keep going back to medicine and think, well, you want that surgeon who's done it all and seen it all. At the same time, you kind of want him to have a young resident with him who's going to think of new things.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Okay, team, check this out. One of my favorite leggings are Sweaty Betty's super technical running leggings called Zero Gravities. And if you haven't tried them, you are missing out. They are high compression, bum sculpting, sweat wicking leggings made from super lightweight premium fabric from Italy. I love how they feel and I love how they look on me. Sweaty Betty's Zero Gravity leggings have an ultra high waist with an adjustable draw cord, a side pocket, and a back zipper pocket. If you're a runner, these leggings will seriously change your life. Not only do you feel super powerful on your runs, but you look and feel like your best self. Choose from multiple colors and prints at sweatybetty.com/Jillian and take 20% off your order with code Jillian. That's sweatybetty.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian for 20% off. sweatybetty.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian. I mean, hello, go now, check it out. sweatybetty.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian.
I feel like I've tried every deodorant ever made, and none of the natural stuff ever works on me. I mean, I've even literally microwaved my armpits, and I can still sweat through it. It is so annoying. So when Native signed on as a sponsor, Cindy insisted I try because she said it worked. And you know what? It does. It actually works. And Native doesn't use aluminum, parabens, or talc. It's vegan, and it's never tested on animals, all of which is super important to me. And instead, Native deodorant is made with things like coconut oil and shea butter. And the best part is, as I told you, it actually works. I love the coconut vanilla. It's super subtle, but they also have a bunch of other scents, and even unscented and baking soda free. So there's a wide variety for men and women, even teens. Native has free shipping on every order and 30-day free returns and exchanges in the U.S. For 20% off your first purchase, just visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code Jillian at checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com, promo code Jillian for 20% off your first purchase. nativedeodorant.com, promo code Jillian. If you're buying a bed, you really want to test it out, right? I mean, you want to get a sense of what's right for you or what's right for your partner. So since 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness, maybe you should head to a Sleep Number store and check out the science behind the bed. Sleep Number beds let you adjust each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support so you each get what you want. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. Plus, with Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks how you're sleeping and gives you personalized insights for your best sleep. Discover proven quality sleep and save 50% on the 360 limited edition smart bed now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com/Jillian. That's sleepnumber.com/Jillian, guys. So check out this bed today. What a killer deal. Sleepnumber.com/Jillian.
All right, Smitter Doggy.
All right, Jilly. I still
my
can't get one.
My little dog is just unconscious under the freaking table.
Oh,
I know. She's not feeling herself today. My little dog.
Oh, my God, Cinder Doggy. She had a little tummy problem all night long. Which brings me to our next subject.
She had a tummy problem.
On the way in, sugar substitutes. Tummy problem, sugar substitutes.
Huh? Nice segue.
It's not totally applicable, but so I was working on this little blog for baking during the holidays, and I was like, you know what? I haven't really talked about this on the show. I should turn this into a segment. Now, this should go without saying, if you've listened to the show at all, fake and artificial sweeteners, which would be aspartame, sucralose, and saccharin. So sucralose, yellow packet, aspartame, blue packet, saccharin, pink packet.
Mm.
Okay. Toxic, don't. I don't even want to get into it. I don't know who the hell you'd be working for to even fight with me about it. Bad. No. Don't. Don't cook with it. Don't put it in your nothing. Don't put it. No. Zip, nada, zero. If it's in your beverage, your drink, don't buy it. Like, terrible. Okay. So now everybody's looking at like, all right, what should I use instead of sugar? Because sugar's bad. I mean, first, let's say if it's bleached or like heavily processed white crapola sugar versus organic cane sugar, the organic cane sugar is going to be better. Because it hasn't been messed with, no chemicals, right? I mean, as in, like, nothing's added to it. Organic cane sugar is not going to have the chemicals. Let's put it that way. It's going to have the same effect on your blood sugar and the same amount of calories, but it's not going to have the chemicals as the white junk. So, or the all the pesticides, chemical fertilizers, all that stuff. So that's going to be the better option if we're looking at that, right? Now let's apply that to honey, molasses. It's going to have the same effect on your blood sugar. But if you get, let's say, raw, well, by the way, honey's quality is going to range, yeah, right? But if you're buying like the really good shit, not the stuff in the bear that's filled with corn syrup, like the actual pure honey. You can get all kinds of like good nutrients, and it's got antimicrobial properties, like Manuka honey. Holy cow. It's expensive though.
Yeah.
So if you think you're going to swap out honey and a bear for table sugar, like same crap, different day, right?
Why is it so expensive?
Oh my God, babe. You know how hard it is to keep a bee alive? Holy mother of God. Like, we had hives on the farm.
I remember seeing those.
Oh my God, it's not a joke. It is just like they get mites and the colonies get attacked and invaded. And it's like they get taken over by other bugs. They get taken over by creatures eat them. Like, the weather's shit. They can't find food. Like, literally, you take too much of their honey, they will all die. Like, it's really, really hard to make honey. And also, like, the honey is going to get its nutrients from the flowers in the area.
Well, that's why they say local honey will help with your allergies.
Right. Yeah. Right. But if, let's say, you're in an area where everything is GMO crops that are heavily sprayed, you know, I mean, so like Manuka honey, I think, comes from only New Zealand. And like, it's a whole thing, man. It's like a purist. It's really hard to do.
Okay, because I see it in stores. I'm like, why would I buy that one?
Because it's got like a ton more of the nutrients.
Okay.
Think of it as like a vitamin, right? We've got that garbage that's $9 for a 3-month supply that's loaded with chemicals and synthetic and doesn't do shit and is worse for your health. Then you've got everything from like go all the way up the spectrum to like organic greens powders with Aliac stuff, right? It's like, it's organic from whole foods with adaptogens and antioxidants and a formula that's like specifically blended for bioavailability, like that night day. So honey is the same. So my point is, like, don't think you're just swapping out honey and it's better for you. It's not. It will be better for you if you go like banana shorts on the good quality honey, because it'll have more nutrition. However, it's still going to hammer your blood sugar and it still has calories. So that's what you need to remember, right? Mm-hmm. Same with maple syrup. If you get like organic, it'll have like minerals in it, but it's still going to hammer your blood sugar. It's still a ton of calories. Same thing. So, all right, where do we go from there, right? You've got applesauce as an option. You can do that with butter or table sugar. The only thing with applesauce is that you can do a cup of applesauce for a cup of sugar, but because it's a wet ingredient, the chefs will, mine that I work with, will recommend like, okay, well, you have to reduce the amount of another liquid like milk or water. I'm like, okay, but how much? Like, how much? So that part I find tough. Like, yeah, my guys do it for us in the meal plans on the app, but like, what if you're at home and you find a recipe with sugar and you're like, oh, I don't know. Oh, I need to reduce water. Like, that to me is just kind of a tough.
It's a lot of Googling.
Yeah. A tough, like, if a train leaves a station at 4, you know, I mean, so it's like, if a chef has done it for you in a recipe, which mine do, you know, for me, that's great. And mine is in the people who create my recipes, because I'm not a chef and I'm not a registered dietitian, but I am a certified nutritionist. okay, so those vegans want to go again. God. Okay. So that's a viable option, but just like it could take a minute to get it right. But it's better because it's got the nutrients from the apple. So hopefully you're using organic applesauce, and it's got the fiber from the apple. So what that's going to do is you're getting more nutrition, but it won't hit your blood sugar the same way as honey or juice or maple syrup or table sugar, because it has fiber. So it's going to have a lower glycemic index, which means it's going to break down a little more slowly in your body into blood sugar, which is better for insulin levels. Okay, so you get that benefit there. Now, the next thing you've got is coconut sugar. This is a big one, and I even have it in a lot of some of the recipes on the app for like the paleo and what have you. But honestly, it's kind of the same calories, same blood. Like, it's, you know, it's sugar. I mean, it's going to be kind of the same impact as honey and molasses or maple syrup. What it does have a fiber called inulin. I can never pronounce these things right, which will, kind of like the applesauce, it will give you a slower conversion to blood sugar because of the fiber. And it does have some minerals. It has iron, zinc, calcium, and potassium. It also has some antioxidants and some polyphenols, some shorter chain fatty acids. So again, it's going to be better than table sugar, but it's still, you know, it's going to, it's sugar. and it has calories. So you gotta, you know, we're not getting away from that. Now, when we're looking for things that are a little bit better when it comes to blood sugar, you're going to start looking at things like sugar alcohols. So maltitol, mannitol, erythritol, all the tols, basically. Mm. These aren't toxic. So, you know, a lot of us worry that they're like artificial sweeteners. They're not. They're called sugar alcohols. But what happens is they don't get fully digested in your body. So this can make you...
These are the ones that, yeah.
Poopy pants. The best one is erythritol. And it actually doesn't taste chemically, in my opinion. And if you're not consuming five cookies, right, one cookie made with erythritol, you'll be fine. You won't be... That one's actually much lower down on the upset tummy. Mm. But basically, it gets undigested. It attracts water, all this stuff, and makes you
wow.
Yep. Not feel great. In fact, I actually want to read a review for you for some candies that were made with sugar alcohol.
Is it the gummy bear?
Gummy bear!
Oh my God.
I got to read. It's yes. So fun. We'll put it at the end of the show because it needs a warning because it's really gross. But if you want a good laugh. Okay. But there's a product. I've never tried it. I'm not paid to endorse it. I've seen it a lot, so I haven't done my homework enough on it. But it's called Swerve. It has zero calories, zero net carbs, certified non-GMO, and non-glycemic. So, well, non-glycemic means it doesn't raise your blood sugar, right? So it's not toxic, unlike the aspartames and the saccharins. It's made from erythritol and oligosaccharides and natural flavor. But unless I'm missing something on this one, and I haven't done a deep dive, so forgive me, but I've skimmed it, and it looks like it's just, you know, don't overeat it. It's a sugar alcohol game. So this will be better for somebody with, like, diabetes, right? And erythritol doesn't taste bad. Next, we move on to stevia, and it's carbs low. I don't even think stevia has calories. I have to do a little. Depends on, I think, the formulation. Hmm. But it's like low calorie, low carb. Not toxic. I hate the taste of it. Hmm. I hate it.
Does it have that aftertaste?
Stevia. I hate it personally. Hate it. Hmm. It's made from the stevia plant. So I don't like it, but it's an option. And then the one that I'm really into, it's my absolute favorite right now, is monk fruit.
Mm, yeah.
Monk fruit is massive right now. And you can use it as a one-to-one sugar replacement. It doesn't elevate blood sugar. No calories, no carbs, no sodium. Non-toxic. And it even has anti-inflammatory benefits.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been learning a lot about it because we're working on Lucky Jack, right? My coffee company. A lot of the competition... They have these lattes,
yeah,
right? And it's like, oh, yeah. Our oat milk latte, and we're organic. And, like, you pick it up, it's a 7-ounce can with 130 calories. I'm like, you're an asshole. you're a liar and an asshole. Like, you are selling somebody something with more sugar and more calories per ounce than soda. Like, a Coke, I think, is 150, but it's 12 ounces. This is 7. It's 130 for almost all their drinks. And I'm like, so my guys... Forever, like, we got to do this. We got to get in the space. We got to do it. I'm like, no, right? Because I'm like, I can't. I won't be behind it. I won't do it. No. So I've now been sitting down with food scientists who are showing me the things that they can do with things like erythritol and stevia, which I hate, and monk fruit. And the monk fruit, I'm like, this is awesome. So I'm like, you're telling me that, like, I could bring something with, like, I can make an 8-ounce drink that tastes better than that drink with monk fruit that's a third of the calories of theirs and none of the sugar?
Hmm.
Yes. But it wasn't so accessible a few years ago. Now it is.
Yeah, you start seeing it on things. I wonder if they'll start using that, like,
it's gonna be a
instead
thing.
Of agave
I am
for margaritas and
agave
stuff.
Is the same thing, dude.
Yeah.
It's like the honey maple syrup game. It really is.
You mean it?
It still
does raise
calories. It will still raise your blood sugar.
That was their whole thing. Oh, agave doesn't. It's a low glycemic index,
lower. But
it's lower.
Okay. Lower.
I get it.
So it's better.
So maybe they'll start.
That's why I didn't even include it on here.
Mixers with monk fruit.
I'm telling you, that's the thing. monk fruit. That's what literally we're going to use in all of our lattes. And then, you know, we've got these things called super brews, which are really cool that we're working on, which will have like golden milk. So turmeric instead of, I know, it's really fun. Or like we're adding adaptogens. So instead of putting all those gritty powders in.
Oh, yeah.
You can actually have it already like a collagen latte.
Well, that's cool.
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, monk fruit. I'm done here.
When you start your hiring process, you may have questions like, will you find good applicants to choose from? What about education and experience? And how will you know you've made the right hire? Well, Indeed is here to help. Millions of great candidates use Indeed every day to find their next opportunity. You can post a job in minutes and use a screener question to help create your short list of applicants. Fast. You can also add skills tests to your job posts so you can be confident in your applicant's abilities. Their library of more than 50 skills tests ranges from industry-specific skills like accounting to general aptitude tests like critical thinking. Indeed gives you the smart tools to make hiring decisions quickly and to be confident that you're making the right hire for your team. Post your job today at Indeed.com/Jillian and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. That's Indeed.com/Jillian. Terms and conditions apply. Offer is valid through March 31st, 2020. Your kids are creative, smart, and adventurous. But if they're using these gifts to get on parts of the internet you want to keep them off, Circle can help. Circle's how I manage my family's online time across all their connected devices, from laptops, phones, and tablets, to smart TVs, streaming devices, video game consoles, inside and outside the home. I can filter what content is allowed, set limits for screen time, and even monitor my kids' history and usage. Plus, it's really easy. You just plug Circle Home Plus into your router and download the app. And right now, my listeners get a limited time offer of $30 off of Circle Home Plus when you visit meetcircle.com/Jillian and enter Jillian at checkout. That's $30 off at meetcircle.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian at checkout. meetcircle.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian to save $30.
It's your favorite time. It is email time. Yep, I saw the.
I love email time.
I know. I'm
fine. I call her time better, but
I know
didn't,
I know. I sound
any of those. It's okay.
I feel like when we have guests for the month, I tend to. I don't want to ignore our email people.
Sure.
So Jennifer would like to know. She's interested in using the app so she has more variety.
Okay.
I need the mix of sport. I'm not able to do 30 days of kickboxing. Also, I do an hour, always doing two DVDs, doing kettlebell together with abs.
A lot. Okay.
Or lift shred or boxing with abs and yoga, mixing upper body and lower body during the days. What would you suggest to do while using your programs? Can I start 3 to 4 programs at the same time?
Okay. Okay, I get it. Basically, she's asking how to use my workouts. All right, I love that you love fitness so much, but part of the issue with how you're training is that you don't have a trainer logic, right? So you're just training hard. And my guess is that you're overtraining/under-recovering, meaning you're doing like kettlebell, but then you might be doing boxing, but that you might be training the same muscles over and over and over, and they're not getting enough rest and recovery time. The reason I don't like when people take the programs I create, so whether it's, you know, the Transform 90 on my app, which is a 90-day plan, right? Or Slim 60, which is a 60-day plan, or Bangin' Bikini Body, which is a 30-day plan, or even if you go to 30-day shred or you know, the DVDs are a little different because there's only 3 workouts and they're not a system. And all the DVDs are now in my app, so you can access them. And I'll talk about that in a second. But I have systems in my app that are created on the app, and they are 30 to 90 days. And it could be prenatal, postnatal, a bridal program, a leg program, an ab program. But the way I structure those workouts has – trainer logic. And what I mean by that is I stress the muscle a certain way on certain days with certain rest in between. And I create muscle splits in order to not interrupt that. And I train from different angles of push and pull throughout the month so that that muscle is getting the most variety. And I use every modality of fitness in different workouts. So sometimes I might be training with speed and agility. Other times I might be training you for power, which is more speed and strength. Other times I might be training that muscle for endurance. And I do all these things to get you in the best shape possible and get you the best results possible in as quickly as I can, to be totally honest with you. So when people are like, I just want to do something else, I'm like, it's just because I design these things that way for a reason. It's kind of like if I built a recipe to make you the best pumpkin pie and you're like, but I love beans, and you put beans in my pumpkin pie, I'm like, no. Now, I get it. That's why my app also has what's called a workout generator. So that's a one-off workout where I create whatever you need. And in that case, you can turn around and say, hey, Jill, I want a 10-minute HIIT workout. I'm a beginner. You're going to get it served up. I want a 20-minute total body workout. I'm an advanced athlete. You're going to get it served up. So you can add that to your hiking session. You can use that as these one-off workouts. It's not as effective as a very thought-out system because it's still kind of a lot of chaos. And if you don't understand what you're training on what days, blending that chaos appropriately is going to be hard. But you can also use my DVDs in the way you can use the workout generator. So like you might say, oh, I want one of Jill's yoga workouts, and you could do Yoga Inferno or Yoga Meltdown, or I want her kickbox workout, and you can take that off my DVD Kickbox Body instead of doing the whole kickbox program that's in the app. And you get those little one-off workouts the way you want it, from yoga to kickboxing to resistance training, body part training, core, total body, legs, HIIT workouts, walking programs. But the one caveat with that, and again, there's nothing wrong with it, but I am about like giving you the best answer, right? So if I know I'm going to do a yoga class, I'm probably going to do a kickboxing class the next day, because kickboxing is going to have a lot more back work in it, whereas yoga is going to have, honestly, I mean, unless you're really good and you know how to tweak the poses, it's going to be a lot more push muscles, a lot more chest, shoulders, quadriceps. Like if you're in, let's say, a warrior or a crescent pose and you learn to pull the heel of your front foot back, you'll learn how to engage your hamstring. But most of us sink deep down into that front quad, right? So it's going to be a lot of push muscles. I know that. So I know, like, okay, this is going to train my push muscles. So I'm going to lay off of those for 2 days. So the workout I'm going to do tomorrow for my variety is probably going to be a HIIT workout and some weights, some resistance training for back and glutes. I know how to do that. If you know, I'm going to encourage you that if you're going to piece all these workouts together, know what you're training so that you can recover that muscle and train something different the next day. And then it's fine. It's just making the most out of it. So if you're doing a Jillian Michaels program, a 30 to 90 day program, I even have programs that go for a year, like, do me a favor, just stick with that program. If you want a Jillian Michaels yoga workout or a Jillian Michaels kickboxing workout or a Jillian Michaels ab workout, use the app or the workout generator in the app, and I can give you anything you want from 10 minutes to 45 minutes. I can make it for beginner athletes or advanced athletes, intermediate athletes. I can make it for you if you have equipment, if you have no equipment. I can create it for you on the spot. And or use the workouts in my DVDs that are also all now streamable as of January 1 on the app. Does that answer the question?
That does. It also goes with the next question from Kelsey about what program. She just started doing marathon training, and she doesn't know how to use the app to complement her runs. She says, what program do you recommend I use for supportive cross training, and how often if I'm running 3 to 4 days a week? And her fitness goal is to tone up, build strength.
I did that with the 10K and the 5K program. But they're not a marathon. Mm. And the whole reason I built the strength training days and the lower body stretching and all of the foam rolling and all that stuff in there is to help do exactly that, right? Mm. Is to strengthen the muscles and condition them, help prevent injury, make sure they're getting enough recovery work and cool down. Dynamic stretches, static stretches, all of that stuff is in those programs. I would use the resistance training days in that program. And instead of doing my running plan for a 5K or a 10K, you can do your running plan for a marathon. I would also encourage you, and you know, people love what they love, man. They don't want to hear something counterintuitive, whether you're vegan or whether you're keto or whether you're a marathoner. Marathoning is very, very hard on the body. Now, again, like, you can turn around and go, I know somebody who's run marathons and they've never had an injury, or they've run a million races, or I know a woman who's a vegan and never become anemic. Like, everybody is going to be a little bit different. We're all built a little bit differently. We all adapt to things differently. You know, like, you might be a woman who doesn't suffer from anemia being vegan because you are really good at supplementing with vitamin B and you have a very light period. Or maybe you're a super athlete and you don't get your period at all, so you're not bleeding every month. Or you have the ability to do better with synthetic B12 supplements. Like, there's a million reasons, but at the end of the day, generally, that's the risk, right? One of the risks of being vegan. Well, one of the risks of being a marathoner is it's a tremendous amount of repetitive stress. So when it comes to marathoning, I don't have an agenda. I owned a sports medicine facility, right? I worked with physical therapists and physiatrists and sports medicine doctors and orthopedic surgeons. I've been doing this a real hell of a long time. Bottom line is, a tremendous amount of repetitive stress is going to do more harm than good in the long run. So train for your marathon, knock it off the bucket list, and then work on perfecting your half marathon time. Or consider triathlons, right? With the swimming, the biking. So and don't go for the banana shorts one, or, oh my God, I trained for, you know, there was a 2-day race. Like, you know, choose a sprint, a classic try, something like that. That's not a full marathon on top of this, you know what I mean? Where it's like the 5-mile run, the 19-mile bike, and the 1/2-mile swim, something of that nature. So one marathon in your life, please. Work on perfecting your half marathon time after that, or consider the modified triathlons, and try my 5 or 10K program and swap out my running day training for your running day training, but use my resistance training and my stretching training.
I think that really does it for today, though.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
You are welcome.